the Alma, what do we see from here? The case is that Achos Ishtoi, after we say you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, if you marry your wife, you can't marry your sister, calls the man your wife is alive. We see here, Beimin Av, Beimin Ein, Asuris. That doesn't make a difference if it's your wife's sister from the same father or from the same mother, still the rasa to you. The Rashi says, Doshlisha is the third one, Achosai Shoshniya Miimai. The case was she's only the second one's sister from the same mother. And still we say, why are you married to the third one? Because the second one's Kedushin is not Chal. But when your first wife really died, and you're married to the second one, you can't be married to the third one, even though she's only your wife's sister from the same mother. So we see clearly that you can't marry your wife's sister applies even though it's only from the same mother. So the question is, Minolun, how do we know by this erva of your wife's sister, it doesn't make a difference if it's a sister from the same father or even only from the same mother, still she's also to you. How do you know this, Minolun? So Gemara says, Yalef mi'achosai. Learn it out from your own sister. Ma'achosai, just like your own sister, you're not allowed to live with. Bein min av, whether it's the same sister from the same father. Bein min ein, whether it's a sister from the same mother. Is Afkan the same thing here, your wife's sister. Bein min av, bein min ein. It's learning out from your own sister. That the Easter sisters applies, whether it's from the same father or else from the same mother. For the Gemara, no. Better learn it out from the learn it out from your aunt. From your father's brother's wife. That mother does it just like your aunt is only min av. We had spoken before, Yoni Chayiv. From your father's brother, from the same father, for Leimanein, and not from your father's brother's wife, if he's only your brother from the same mother. Maybe Afkan here also, your wife's sister, Minav, she's only us if they're sisters from the same father. For Leimanein, and maybe not if they're only sisters from the same mother. How do we know that your wife's sister, from the same mother, is also to you? So what says, Mistarvis, Morvis, Svar, Mayachos, Heaven, Lamela. Is Morvis, Svar, turn it out from your own sister. Shekain kroiva yatsmoi, mi kroiva yatsmoi. They're kroivim for you. Your sister is your karev. Your wife, she's your karev. So your wife's sister is also to you because of your own wife. That's called she's also machmas you. Mashenkein, your aunt, you know why your aunt is also to you? Because of your father. She's called your father's brother's wife. So it's not machmas you, it's machmas your father. So Mara says, no, other rabbi, just the opposite way. Mi doidos, say heaven lemeilev. She came dover de kedushin. Why is your aunt also to you, whereas your father's brother's wife, she wasn't born your aunt. It's only after your uncle married her. So she's only also to you through kedushin. So learn out this way, me dover shayde kedushin. Why is your wife's sister also to you? She wasn't born also to you. She's only also to you machmas kedushin. Once you marry your wife, the sister is also to you. So learn out your wife's sister from your sister, from your aunt, they're both are day kedushin. And the male, it's only mina'av and not mina'in. So where it says, Ela mi'eshesach yafinim. I'll tell you, we learn out your wife's sister from the erb of eshesach, your brother's wife. The shekein dovra de kedushin. Ukroi v'yatzmoi. That they're also only also because of kedushin. Since your brother married her, that's why she's also to you. And also called ukroi v'yatzmoi. She's also to you, machmas, your own brother. Kravyatsum stam means here they're not come on to your father, it's machmas you, your brother is called your own curve. So she's also to you machmas your own brother. Fred Gemara, but this gufa, how do we know? The Yeshasah Gufa Minolan. How do we know this gufa that your brother's wife is also to you? The Yeshasah Gufa, even though it's only from the same mother, how do we know this? The Tanya will learn like this. Erbash Eshasochichalaisagala. Torah says you're not gonna live with your brother's wife. Beiminav, whether it's your brother from the same father, Beiminav, even though it's only your brother from the same mother. Atoima, you're telling me, Beiminav, Beiminain, Ayena, maybe not like that. Eliminav, Leiminain, maybe it has to be only your brother from the same father. And if it's only your brother from the same mother, maybe you mutter to his wife. Maybe when he gives a get to his wife, maybe you'll let him marry her. Vidin was a swear like this. Chayiv Khan, you chayiv over here by your brother's wife. V'chayiv b'achosai, v'chayiv by your own sister. Ma achosai, just like your own sister, beimin ra, beimin aim, even though she's only your sister from the same mother, v'chayiv, is afkan here also. That's if you can't marry your brother's wife, beimin ra, whether it's a brother from the same father, beimin aim, whether it's a brother from the same mother. That's one way to say it. Maybe look at it a different way. Look at it this way. Chayiv kan, you chayiv by your brother's wife, v'chayiv by the dosoi, and you chayiv by your aunt. Ma doy dosoi min avuloi min aim, just like your father's brother's wife is only if it's your father's brother from the same father, and not the same from the same mother only. Maybe yav kan here also by your brother's wife. Minav, only your brother from the same father, his wife is also to you. For Leiminim, and maybe not your brother from the same mother, maybe his wife is not also to you. So where it says, Nira Lemidoyma, let's look which way is the more alike. Donin Kroiva Yatzmoy, Mikroiva Yatzmoy. Learn out your brother's wife from your own sister, the real your Kroivim. Don't learn out from your father's Mishpacha, from your father's brother's wife, your aunt. She Kroiva Yav, that's called your father's Mishpacha. Oy klach derazu. No, another way to look at it is like this. Don in davar shadei kedushin. Learn out isurim that come through marriage. Mi davar shadei kedushin. Your brother's wife is also because your brother married her. Your aunt is also because your uncle married her. V'yatachiach achaisoi. And don't bring me any proofs from your own sister. She isur abo mielov. Your own sister is also by itself, not through marriage. Your sister is born also to you. So how do we know which way to learn out? So we're stuck. Your brother's wife. How do we know that she's also, even though it's only your brother from the same mother? Talmud Leima, therefore the apostle has to say here, Erbas Achichahi. That's Erbas Achichahi. That your brother's wife is an erb of your brother. That means extra apostle to teach us, Beim in Av, Beim in Aim. That along with your brother's wife, even though it's only your brother from the same mother, still Yechayiv. For tomorrow, maybe no. For Yemen, maybe Edi Vidi Bieshes Ach Minach. Maybe both know even Erba Sechicha means only your brother from the same father. Only if you have a brother from the same father, his wife is also to you. Choda maybe, and what do we need to talk for then? Choda the Yeshva Bonim, in a case where your brother has kids, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, you're not allowed to live with her. The Bechaye Bala, the Choda the Ein Lo Bonim Bechaye Bala. One is to teach us that when he diyesh labonim b'chayibala, the chada, when he doesn't have any children, but calls him on he's alive, you're not allowed to marry her. So Mara said like this, ein labonim b'chayibala, if he doesn't have any children, when and your brother is still alive, that we had before, even though your brother gives his wife a get, and they didn't have any children, still you're not allowed to marry his wife. How do you know that? So Mara says, no, midirafuna nafka. We learned we had it before, that was rafuna talacha. That's why it says nidahi. So we learned that from Rav Huna before. So what do we need this extra word over here? Tell us, Erbas Achicha. So where it says, V'yema, maybe no still. Idi v'idi b'yeshesach minav. Maybe still you're only chayiv for your brother's wife if it's your brother from the same father. So what do we need to pesukim for? Chodo t'yesh labonim b'chayiv ala. One is to teach us when your brother has children, when your brother's alive, you can't marry his wife. The chod, another pasuk is, t'yesh labonim li'acha misa. Mrs. Baila, even if your brother dies, but if he has children, you're not allowed to marry his wife. Fradi Gemara, Yesh Labonim Liacha, Mrs. Baila, Lasicha Krua. That we don't need a special pasuk for. When your brother dies and he has children, we do not need a special pasuk, he can't marry his wife. Midyo Marachmona, Shein Labonim Ateres, since the Teres says, O Pasha of Yibamiz, when your brother dies without children, then you're allowed to live with his wife. It's a deal called Yesh Labonim, Mashmi, if your brother does have children, Asura. You're not allowed to marry, live with his wife. Even after your brother dies, you can't live with his wife. So if we don't need an extra pasuk for this. The extra pasuk is, even though it's only your brother from the same mother, still you can't marry his wife. For tomorrow, maybe no. Viduma ain Labonim, if your brother doesn't have any children, Asura Liyalma. Vishari Liyavim, she's also to everybody else, but she's Mutsuri Yavim. Maybe Yesh Labonim, maybe when she has children, your brother dies, maybe Sharuli Yama v'Sharuli Yavam. True, she's mutter to everybody else, but maybe if the Yavam wants to, he's allowed to marry her. Maybe the Yavam is allowed to marry his Yavama, even though they have children. So Mara says, Ein Lab Evaita, Inami, maybe like this, Ein Labonim Mitzvah. They don't have any children and your brother dies, then there's a Mitzvah to be Miyavma. Yesh Labonim, but if she does have children and your brother dies, maybe Rishus, it's Rishus, it's permission, if you want to, yes, if you want to, no. Inami, maybe like this. Ein Labonim, when there's no children, in, then there's the Mitzvah Yibam. Yesh Labonim, lo, when they do have children, there's no Mitzvah Yibam when your brother dies. So what comes out? It's only for lav avo machlal asay asay. It's only nisra asay. How do we know that even when your brother has children and he dies, there's an issa chorus? She still has the erev of eshesach.
So this Gemara says this she can't say because kosav kruach ring. We have another pasuk for this that erev as achiv gila. That is erev as achiv only the erev of your brother gila. That's what you could do. That it does apply the issa eshesach totally. Look at the chiyuv chorus. Close the mind, you do not have the mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara though, v'yema, maybe it's like this, that eishes ach mina aim, keishes ach minav, maybe it has the same way, that what, ma eishes ach minav, the same way your brother's wife and the same father, liyacha misas by lasharya, there's a mitzvah yibum, maybe af eishes ach mina aim, the same thing your brother, from the same mother, maybe when he dies, Liyacha Misas Bar Lasharya, maybe there's also like a mitzvah yibum, or even without a mitzvah yibum. Maybe it's time you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, even your brother from the same mother, when your brother dies. On Makruan, this the pasuk says, he bebiyosantia, that she remains with the Israel Veloilam. In other words, since there's no mitzvah yibum, yibum we learned to read in the first paragraph, it's only the same brother from the same father. Here it's not the same father, only the same mother. So for sure there's no mitzvah yibum. Since there's no mitzvah yibum, who are then erva he? She remains with the Yisra erva leilam. She always have the Yisra erva of an ishasach. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun hei yamer aleph towards the bottom, the second big line. For the marakashan like this, v'yema, maybe it's like this. V'yema eishas ach minu ein, if your brother from the same mother, his wife, maybe it's keishas ach minav. Maybe that's the same halacha like your brother from the same father. The what? Ma eishas ach minav. Just like your brother from the same father. When your brother dies, liyachan misas bailo. Sharyo, after your brother dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. He's supposed to marry his wife, Miyadim's wife. Maybe af eishasach b'nein. Maybe the same halacha should apply your brother from the same mother also. That liyacha misas b'al sharyo. Maybe after your brother dies, you're allowed to marry his wife. And this the Gemara says, or Makro, the pasuk says no. He beviyosatei. That says here eishasach. It says she's an eishasach means she always remains with the Yisra Eshetach. So Rashi says like this. The entire Rashi Yisakash, I ha yafinon ach v'achvim bnei Yaakov. I, we learned before in the Yud Zayin, from ach v'achvim bnei Yaakov, that what's called a brother, that there's a mitzvah yibum, only a brother from the same father. So what's the havimin over here? A brother from the same mother should be a mitzvah yibum. So Rashi says, the havimin is equal to meimah, achim min ahav mitzvah. Menaim Rishus, the havimin is, there's no aveira, that's all. True, a mitzvah, you only have the brother from the same father. When your brother dies, then there's a mitzvah to marry his wife if there's no children. But maybe a brother from the same mother, true, there's no mitzvah, but maybe it's reshus, if you want, you could. On this we still know, the pasuk says, Ervas achicha hi, means, umahaykra mabinun eshesach minayim. The achicha hi, she always remains osa to you. He, deviosente, your brother's wife, from the same mother only, there's no mitzvah yibum, she always remains an Yisra Eshesach to you, even after your brother dies without children. Now the Gemara says like this, Tehei Achoisai, Techsiv Bokoros Lomeli. Now we just got from the saying, the Pasuk of Achoisai, the whole Pasuk is extra. That's why we make drushes there. So the question, if it's extra, why does the Torah have to say the word chorus? Since we have a hekesh already, all the arroyas are daima, to need that we had already, so all the arroyas have chorus. What does the pasuk have to say again, chorus, by achoyis and by your sister? So Gemara says, look at Rabbi Yechanan. Teach us the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan says, Shim'oson kulam, v'helamachas chayim akolachas v'yachas. Let's say you live with a few ervas. Delamech with one mistake, you don't know, you're a shaygig, you forgot the rasa. You live with your mother, with your wife's sister, with your sister. You live with a few of them at the same time. Maybe you only chayiv one chatis. K'mashmula, no. That chayiv akulachas v'yachas. Every isha is a special, a separate aveirum. And you chayiv a korban chatis for each erva that you live with. So that's what we learn now from the word chorus. There's an extra word chorus by achoysa to teach us that for achoysa alone, just for her, you chayiv chorus. And if it's with your mother, you chayiv a second time. So that's the chiddush. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Yitzchok,
Tioma kol chai v'krisas b'chlal hoyu. V'lo mo yosas koros b'yachoysoi. He says no. Why does it say an extra word, koros b'yachoysoi? L'doinei v'koros v'loi v'malkus. To teach us that it's koros and not malkus. And Rashi says, as a havamino, a woman yoma says, even though there's a chi of koros. But let's say they only give you a sroh for malkus. L'maisa, there's a lav involved also. Yechayev a koros, because there's a lav here. But the Torah says, this lav you get koros for. What's going to be if they warn you, let's say, not to live with your sister, and they tell you, if you live with your sister, you're going to get malkus. What's going to be the halacha? Maybe yechayev malkus. K'mashma on the pasuk, no. There's only a chi of koros and not a chi of malkus. Even if they give you a sroh for malkus, you do not get malkus for this lav. Because the klal is that this lav is coming for the purpose of koros, and not for the purpose of malchus. So first the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, lechalak minolan. How does Rabbi Yitzchok know the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan that if you live with two or three erves, you chayiv a chorus for each one separately? So Gemara says, naskulay from another pasuk. It says, mevel isha benidas tumosai. So we dashin lechayiv a kol isha v'isha. It says an extra word, mevel isha. What is that, the word isha? The Rashi says, to Evel Lemichtav Ulanida Le Sikrav. It could have just said Ulanida Le Sikrav. What does it say me El Isha Benidas Tumasai? It's a teacher that called Isha Vishayev. That's why it says the extra word Koris. Yes, so it's course of Yitzhak, the extra word Koris is a teacher that there's no Malkus, only Koris. How do you know the Chalak from this Pasuk of Mive El Isha Benidas Tumasai? Now the Gemara is another Kasha. Doidosoi, because of Bo Rachmon Aririm Yiyu, Lomali. How come by the Issa not to live with the aunt, the Torah says Aririm Yiyu? So he's dashing, Rashi says Aririm Yiyu means, Haino Nami Koros, Shazaro Nichros. It means you'll be killed out and your kids will be killed out. As Rashi learns that Koros and Aririm is the same thing. Aririm means that not only you'll be killed out early, but your kids will also die. So the question is, why is the person have to say it for? Doidosa is one of the arois that we have Rabbi Yonis Hekish, that they're all hukish fadodi, so we mainly know they all get chorus. Why does that have to say, especially Aririm Yiyu? So Mar says, look at the Rabba. The Rabba Rami, Rabba Yester for Stira. See if one posik says, Aririm Yiyu, they will be. So Rashi says, Mashmal, Lashas, Misosin, Mashma, the time you die. But Kosav, another posik says, Aririm Yemaisu, Lashin Yemaisu, they will die. So, Chur Tzastira, one is Mashma, they died already, one is Mashma, they will die. Ha-Ketzad, how do you have the Tuk-Sukim? Yesh Leibonim Kaivrin. If you have children right now, you should know they're going to die early also. That's called Aririm Yiyu. And Leibonim Herlach Ariri. If you don't have any children, you should know you're going to go Aririm. You'll go with, you won't have any children. Trash Aririm Yiyu means Lishash Misosan. Mashma Seifan Lover the Aririm. Din Yesh Leibonim Kaivrin. Aririm Yiyu means you will be without children. It means, Mashma, right now you have children, and they'll die. That's Aririm Yiyu. And Aririm Yemaisu means you'll die without children. The Gemara says, V'yitzruch, I need both. V'yitzruch l'michtav Aririm Yiyu, that you will go without children, or even if you have, they'll die. V'yitzruch l'michtav Aririm Yemaisu, that you won't have any children. Because of Rachman Aririm Yiyu, I would have thought, ad chotei. Only the children you had up until you had the chet, those children are going to die. They'll have a chi of chorus upon them also. Avol mechet of yenach. Let's say after you did the avera, you had new children. Maybe loy, maybe those new children don't have a chi of chorus. Since they're first born after the chet that you did, maybe they won't have to die. It's because the Rachmon, the Torah says, no, aririm yemaisu. Mashma, not only we said before, mashma aririm yemaisu means that the children you will have will die. So even the children you have after the chet you do, they'll also die. Because of Rachman, Aririm Yemaisu, if we just said Aririm, your children will die, Havamina, I would have thought, Mechet of Yelech, only the children you have after the Aver you did. Like, then it's Nigzer on you, Achiv Koris, who are then any new children you have? Maybe it's Nigzer Achiv Koris. Avami Kora. Maybe the children you had before you did the Aver, since you had them before, maybe they don't go in the Achiv Koris. Is loy tzricha? The teachers know, yes. Even the children you had before you did the Aveira, Lamaisa, now that you did a Chi of Koros, an Aveira of Koros, the Pasuk says, Aririm Yiyu, means not only you'll die early, but all then your children will also die. But, Horo, Dechayiv, Elavin, Minolin. So what's our chiddush in the whole Gemara here? That Yechayev Bar Roy is by Chiyev Koris not only for a Gemara Bia, but who are did for Ro? Just for Tchilas Bia, we'll soon see what that means. Yosef Chayev Koris. Now we ask the question, how do we know by Chayev Alavin? We only have a Hekish of all Chayev Christus. How do you know an Aver of Stama Chayev Alavin? It's to live with a Mamzer, or with a Nesina, only Chayev Alavin. How do we know also Yechayev with her Ro alone? Tomorrow says, Midigola Rachmona, since the Torah has to say, Shichva Zera Gabi Shivcha Charufa. A Shivcha Charufa is a special type of a Shivcha that means Rashi learns here that she's Mureses to an Eved Ivri. A Shivcha Kenanis, a regular Jew can't marry her. But let's say an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry her. So if an Eved Ivri marries a Shivcha Kenanis, the halacha is now she's called an Eshes Ish B'Miktas. She's called the Shivcha Charufa. And if somebody lives with her, he's chayiv a korban oshem. He's not chayiv a chayiv koris. She's not mamash an eishes ish, because she's still a shivcha kananis. But I call upon him, you have a new chayiv a chayiv oshem. Now here the Torah says, shichva zera, which is mashma yoni chayiv if you have a gemar bia. You go into it completely. So since it says by shivcha harufa, shichva zera, mechlawa tzediyak, te chayiv elavim baro, that only shivcha harufa has to have a gemar bia, a complete bia. Mashaykh for regular chai v'lavin, it's enough just a tchilas bia, just a raw. So versus adarabba, maybe just the opposite. Mid adarabba, the word mid the gol the rachem on her raw. The chai v'krisos, since the Torah says we have a hekashtri of yoyna, that all chai v'krisos ye chai v'koris, just for having a tchilas bia with them. So mechlaf, and here will be a proof, that the chai v'lavin b'gemar bia. Like it's only a chai v'krisos you have this chidish ye chai for a tchilas bia. But maybe for Chayiv 11 you have to have a Gemar Biyah. Maybe you only Chayiv if you go into it completely. On this Amar Rav Asher answers in Kain, if so, Lishta Kro Mishikha Charufa. If that would be the Locha by every Chayiv 11 you have to have a Gemar Biyah, then the Torah should have been quiet, should have stayed quiet by Shikha Charufa. So why do they have to say the word Shikha Zera? Since it says Shikha Zera by Shikha Charufa, Mashmon Mishikha Charufa has to have a Gemar Biyah. Mashain Kain Chayiv Lavin, Yechayiv just with Tchilas Bia with a Rolong. Now the Gemara says, Aro, the Chayiv Lavin, the Kuna Minolin. This is good, a Chayiv Lavin that applies to everybody. A Mamzer, Mamzeris, or a Nesina, everybody is also to Mamzeris. But what about Chayiv Lavin of the Kuna? That the Kuna is not going to marry a Gerusha. So if he lives with a Gerusha, how do we know he's Chayiv Malkis just for Tchilas Bia? Since it's a special type of a lav, it's not shava bakoil, maybe you only chayiv if you make a gemar bia, a complete bia. How do you know if you just go in a little bit? And the Gemara asks you, kicha kicha. You learn how kicha kicha. So Rashi says, ksiv gabi chayiv krisis isha sheyikach es achoysoi. Well, ksiv the chayiv lav in the kuna layik lo yikhu. It says, lo shekicha kicha, learn how one from the other. See, when the chayiv lav in the kuna also yichayiv, just with her raw, even without a gemar bia. For the Gemara, the Chayiv Yesim in Olam, Rashi says, we're going Mitzri Vadoimi. You're not allowed to live with a Mitzri. The first three generations that them as Gayer, you can't live with them. Is this what I say? So how do we know if you live with a Mitzri, a Mitzris, Yechayiv for the Tchilas Bia? There's not Doimah to Chayiv 11. How do you know Chayiv Yesim? And the Gemara asks,